You are on the waves of Radio Belarus, your most reliable conductor into the political, economic, social and cultural life of Belarus. Our coherent journalistic crew offers you embracing daily highlights of the major internal and global affairs. Stay tuned in to Radio Belarus.
This is Radio Belarus International with the latest news. Briefly about the main events of the day. Lukashenko sends condolences over death of Myanmar's acting president, Min Swe. FM Belarus initiative to develop Eurasian Charter aims to build safer world. MP hails strong people-to-people diplomacy between Belarus and Grodno, Russia and Nizhny Novgorod. And now about these naughty events in more detail.
Radio Belarus. The news review.
And we start with official events. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko has sent condolences to Senior General Min Aung Hlaing, Chairman of Myanmar's State Administration Council, on the death of former Vice President and Acting President Min Swe. It is with great sorrow that Belarus learned the news about the death of former Vice President and Acting President of the Republic of the Union of Myanmar, Min Swe. The message of condolences reads: Myanmar has lost a devoted patriot, talented military leader and statesman who dedicated his life to strengthening the nation's sovereignty, advancing social and economic development and serving his people. Belarusian president expressed deep condolences and words of support to Min Swe's family and loved ones during this difficult time.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Political affairs.
Belarus initiatives are aimed at building a safer world, particularly in Eurasia, Belarusian Minister of Foreign Affairs Maxim Rzhenkov said in his piece for the Russia in Global Affairs journal. The Belarusian Minister of Foreign Affairs emphasized the initiative associated with Belarus has recently attracted significant interest. It is the idea of developing a Eurasian Charter of Diversity and Multipolarity in the 21st century. It was first announced at the International Conference on Eurasian Security held in Minsk in October 2023, when Belarus proposed drafting the Eurasian Charter as a guide for our own consolidation and shared progressive development. Maxim Rzhenkov noted that the initiative didn't come out of nowhere. Rather, it was driven by real geopolitical needs and aspirations, he stated. Moreover, it logically followed another important Belarusian initiative calling on nations to recognize diverse paths to progressive development. This idea was first voiced by Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko at the 2005 UN summit. Maxim Rzhenkov remarked, "In this context, Belarus proposed the idea of drafting a Eurasian Charter. The initiative builds on many Belarusian previous efforts, including the Diversity Initiative and Alexander Lukashenko's recent call for a global security dialogue in the true spirit of San Francisco. All these initiatives aim to contribute to building a safer world, particularly in Eurasia."
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Economy.
Belarus is actively developing cooperation with Cuba. Belarus Ambassador Extraordinary and Plenipotentiary to Cuba Vitaly Borchuk said in an interview with First News TV channel. The ambassador emphasized that food security remains a cornerstone of bilateral relations. Dairy products, particularly skimmed milk powder, account for half of Belarus exports to Cuba. Our products are well known and valued for their price-to-quality ratio, securing a strong market position that we intend to expand. The partnership extends to pharmaceuticals with mutual benefits for both nations. We have established joint projects and production facilities. Belarus imports top Cuban medications, while over 50 Cuban drugs are now registered here. Several contracts are nearing implementation. Plans are underway to support Cuba's machinery sector by supplying essential components and spare parts for repair enterprises. We're entering this market not just with products, but with technology, Vitaly Borchuk stressed. The ambassador highlighted Belarus' participation in Cuba's Health for All International Trade Fair in late April, where enterprises from the Bell Farm Prom Holding Company and the National Academy of Sciences Academia Farm showcased their products. We have established close cooperation between regulatory and certification bodies. In late July, I attended the first packaging of a new jointly developed drug in Cuba, fully certified and ready for production. This medication is now approved for Cuba's domestic market, with potential for export to other countries recognizing Cuban certifications. Serial production will begin once long-term contracts are finalized. The ambassador shared the plans.
Radio Belarus. The news review.
In July 2025, individuals in Belarus sold over $196 million worth of foreign currency more than they purchased. We learned from the statistics released by the National Bank of the Republic of Belarus, NBRB. In July 2025, individuals purchased the equivalent of $1.15 billion in cash and cashless forms and sold $1.34 billion worth of foreign currency. In January-July 2025, individuals sold $846 million worth of foreign currency more than they purchased. In July, Belarusian resident companies were net purchasers of foreign currency. Based on the data of the National Bank, the commercial entities bought over $66 million worth of foreign currency more than they sold. In July, legal entities purchased the equivalent of over $3.4 billion worth of foreign currency and sold over $3.3 billion. In January-July 2025, foreign currency purchases by legal entities exceeded sales by $1.18 billion.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Social life.
Strong people-to-people diplomacy has been established between Belarus, Grodno region and Russia's Nizhny Novgorod region. Yelena Pasuta, chairperson of the Grodno region Council of Deputies, said during a press conference ahead of the upcoming 4th Congress of Small Towns. Our regions have indeed developed strong people-to-people diplomacy, which not only fosters human connections, but also helps identify regional challenges and shape development strategies. This Congress serves as a platform for sharing regional experiences and addressing issues specific to small towns and rural areas, Yelena Pasuta noted. The chairperson emphasized that the Congress, to be held across 6 districts of Grodno region, will center on the 80th anniversary of the victory in the Great Patriotic War. We will pay special attention to ways of developing incentives for retaining young specialists in rural areas. While our systemic personnel policies yield results, shortages of skilled professionals willing to work in villages persist. With young people, we will discuss additional measures to improve living conditions and create opportunities for rural development, Yelena Pasuta said. The Congress of Small Towns serves not only as a platform for sharing experience, but also for shaping a strategy for the further development of regions, Yelena Pasuta, chairwoman of the Grodno Region Council of Deputies, continued. The Congress is a unique technological platform that enables the exchange of experience and highlights the pressing issues faced by small towns in both Belarus and Russia. It allows us not only to share best practices, but also to develop a strategy for regional development, ensuring people feel happy everywhere, whether in a small town or a major metropolis. They should understand that life thrives everywhere, and it can be both unique and of high quality, Yelena Pasuta said. According to the chairwoman of the Grodno Region Council of Deputies, the Congress will showcase the region's scenic locations and introduce participants to industrial enterprises of interest to business communities, particularly small and medium-sized businesses. This, in turn, will foster collaboration and attract investments.
Radio Belarus. The News Review.
Belarus shared its nuclear power plant construction expertise with an Uzbek delegation, the Information and Public Relations Department of the Belarusian Nuclear Power Plant, NPP, told the media. A meeting between representatives of Usatom Agency and the leadership of the Belarusian nuclear power plant took place at the Bel NPP site. During the visit, discussions covered expansion of nuclear energy cooperation, personnel training programs, technical specifics of NPP construction and commissioning, and employee welfare facilities at the plant. At the NPP Training Center, Usatom representatives received a comprehensive tour featuring the full-scale simulator of the unit control room, local system simulators. They also received detailed briefings on operational staff qualification programs.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Finally, some sports issues.
The Belarusian national basketball team has begun preparations for a prestigious international tournament set to take place in China next week. The training camp in Minsk under the guidance of coach Andrei Krivonos featured a team of 12 players. The team will depart for Kazakhstan on Tuesday, 12 August, before traveling to Yining, China. From 14th to 17th August, they will play teams from Kazakhstan, China and Uzbekistan. Coach Andrei Krivonos noted that this marks Belarus' return to international competition after a long hiatus, calling it a valuable opportunity to test their skills against strong opponents. He explained that the squad primarily consists of players from the Belarusian domestic league, as the core national team members have already joined Russian and foreign clubs to prepare for the new season. For the reserve players, this tournament serves as a crucial chance to prove themselves and identify areas for improvement, the coach added.
Radio Belarus. The News Review.
You're listening to Radio Belarus. Every day we tell the world about the life of our country. Listen to us in Belarusian, Russian, Polish, German, English, Spanish, French, Chinese, and Arabic. Radio Belarus brings you news as well as analytic, educational, and entertaining programs for thinking and curious audiences. In them, you'll find everything you'd like to know about the country and even more. We provide our listeners with the most topical and comprehensive information. Discover Belarus together with us. You will find detailed information about us on the website www.radiobelarus.by.
Minsk region. Welcome to Belarus. Minsk region has plenty to offer for the tourists' curious minds. You can visit beautiful and ancient Zaslavl, a city whose history reaches back over 1,000 years. Interesting sites here are the ruins of a castle and its fortifications. The first and the oldest fortification system in Belarus, dated by 15th-17th centuries. It might be of great interest to visit the Zaslavl Historical and Cultural Preserve, which has a real steam mill of the 19th century, a miller's house, an ancient barn, and a smithy. Fifty-four kilometers from Minsk lies a tragically famous Khatyn Memorial Complex. On March 22, 1943, German fascists burned down a small village of Khatyn together with its dwellers. The memorial is an eternal memory of the victims of the World War II, in which every third Belarusian perished. This place leaves nobody indifferent. Nesvish, a small town in Minsk region, preserved several unique architectural monuments. Firstly, the Nesvish Palace. Long ago, it was a residence of the famous and wealthy magnate family of Belarus, the Radzivills. Another interesting site is the Nesvish Jesuits Church, built in a very original style of the so-called Belarusian Baroque. It is one of the first architectural masterpieces of such design. Another unique place, the Museum of Regional Ethnography and Traditional Culture Dudutki, lies within 40 kilometers from Minsk. It can even hardly be called a museum, so vivid are the objects exhibited here. It is a wonderful model of the traditional way of life in a Belarusian village, and here you can touch everything with your own hands, bake your own loaf of bread, try your luck as a potter or a blacksmith or a miller. Believe me, dear listeners, a visit to this region will become an unforgettable experience full of wonderful discoveries and great impressions. Welcome to Belarus. Music Box.
Снова с легкой душой и сердцем. От мыслей раньше было некуда деться. Зачем? Зачем? Все это было зачем? Но как не скрыть мне душевные раны? Я не входила никогда в твои планы, никем. Тебе я стала никем. И давно пора бы сдаться. Только что-то печет в груди. Как все бессмысленно. Я же зависима. Полной ремиссии, но тени, словно герои романа. Со мной тянулся шлейф самообмана совсем. Я заблудилась совсем. Но верить в сказку я больше не буду, ведь я счастлива в эту минуту не с тем, с кем так хотелось, не с тем. И давно пора бы сдаться, только что-то печет в груди, а все бессмысленно. Я же зависима, поставлена миссия тебя отпустить. Я ведь приблизилась к неполной ремиссии, но с чистыми мыслями в новую жизнь. Новую жизнь. Как все бессмысленно. Я же зависима. Как все бессмысленно. Я же зависима.
You're listening to Radio Belarus. Belarus.
Music Box.
Тихо падает снег, белый снег в ночи. Наши мечты в облаках, словно миражи.
Мысли о тебе согревают меня. Хоть зима на дворе, любовь наша сильна.
Зимний сон, мой, ты со мной всегда, словно звезд, огонь, любовь нас ведет всегда.
Холод окружает нас, но в твоих глазах тепло, сердца наши не сломать.
Пусть метет небо.
Руки твои так нежны, словно теплый плед, под вьюгу, под лунный свет, словно в сказке сюжет.
Словно теплый плед.
Под вьюгу, под лунный свет, словно в сказке сюжет.
Зимний сон.